Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It all started with 131060. And how long have you left it broken, Tommy?
Yeah, this is because I've got a car tyre that's got a slow leak.
For a year, it's been over a rather year. Than just changing your tyre, you've been pumping it up every two
days. How much does a tyre cost?
That's not what you said
how
was the issue.
How much does a tyre cost?
A couple of $100.
Guess how much air is.
And then we met Beck from Hobart.
What was it, firstly?
First of all, it's my back door.
Okay. And why?
No, my real back door, like the one in my house. My back door was broken by my bulldog.
So how you been
out of people it's been broken anything? For 2 years. Oh, my God.
So we hatched a plan to fix Beck's back door.
We said that we would get your back door fixed.
Yes.
We thought maybe that we would go one better than that. We would come down to your house and fix it ourselves.
You are kidding.
I'm so sorry, it's too late to back out of it because we've already had an intro made.
Carrie and Tommy's back door banging.
No, like my real back door, like the one in my house.
We've got the snags.
We got sauce.
We are gonna party.
We've got the listeners.
I don't have light bulbs, but I do have a pole dancing pole.
You're in.
And we're live from Beck's backyard in Hobart, thanks to A-Mart Furniture. Save up to 50% off selected furniture across the store. With deals this good, you'll be saying, I got it at A-Mart.
Beck's back door. Can Tommy fix it? Beck's back door. We hope Tommy can.
We've got Tim who's cranked up the Barbie. That's getting ready to go. We've got Talia here because yesterday you had a little try of fixing my light globe in my house just to see how you go, you know, a bit of handiwork.
Yes.
You didn't bring the light globe. So
no, you didn't bring the light
globe.
You didn't show me the room beforehand because all you wanted to do was show me the room where you had a picture of you and Oprah.
No. What ended up happening was you read out my password to the entire country and I've spent my night changing all of my passwords. So let's not
you
go back there.
You shouldn't have set it as Basty Babe 69.
To ensure that you could do this successfully today, Talia is with us. And Talia, what have you brought?
I've brought two doors.
Amazing.
That's what we needed.
Charles.
All right. Not only have we got Talia, but we've also got Gav. Gav, you are very important in this. Tommy doesn't think you're needed
here.
Hobart. Yeah. Gav, what are you here today to do for us?
I was told I was here to fix one door.
Yes. See, me and you got we got the bum steer, didn't we, Gav?
We did.
There's nothing like getting the bum steer at a backdoor banging party.
What do you think about? Give us an analysis of the job, Gav.
Why don't I give you an analysis,
because,
mate,
you're going to be hopeless.
Why?
Tommy, you start.
So we've got a door here on the left, and that one is held in place by temporary screws, which makes me think that it's broken. And then we have a door here on the right, and what I can tell is this bit where the two doors are meant to meet also buggered.
So can I say as well?
We need two new doors and a new joiny bit in the middle.
The joiny bit in the middle? Yeah. What about the seal at the bottom?
The seal at the bottom? Because you pointed it out, I reckon it's buggered.
There is no seal.
There's no seal.
So we've only got an hour and a half, Tommy, so I feel like you're going to have to get started. He started banging the door out. Okay, everyone, clear out the way.
Oh, Beck, do you mind? I'm going to go at this door with some force.
I feel like you need to remove children from the area, Tommy. There's a child behind you.
And I'm right in the firing line as well.
I'm moving as well. I'm joining all you guys down here.
All right.
We've lost the laptop.
That seriously happened.
You guys are very unappreciative of what was clearly a door being removed.
Yeah.
Gav,
well done,
mate.
Have
you ever seen a demolition job so quick?
It's going again, not that one.
Belle, watch out. This other one's going.
I don't know if that's going to work as well, Tommy, because that's not screwed in.
Hey?
So that's on hinges.
Hey, Buzz. Did you see how well the first one
Yeah, you nearly broke my ankle.
Did we bring an OHS person?
Get out of here.
Okay. Hey, Beck, watch your fingers. Tommy's trying to keep the hinges down.
Okay.
It's mayhem.
A terrible idea.
Hang on, I've got one more in me.
Okay.
It's not going to work.
Oh, my gosh, what is happening? No, okay, leave it to the experts.
No, Beck,
Tommy.
Don't hold it.
I've got insurance.
Okay, Beck's got insurance. Okay.
All right, one more go. Tommy, here we go. He's kicked it. Nah. Nothing's happening.
Okay, we're going to go to a song.
Are you taking out clumps of Beck's wall?
Okay. We're going to go to a song and get the professionals to help you here.
Can we do phones on something?
What?
Well, because I wanted to broaden it out just from literal back doors to every back doors.
Yeah.
Because Buzz was telling me he ate spicy chicken wings last night, and he's been to the toilet four times today.
Yeah, and I haven't been since before the show started, and I'm not
and
feeling
so
well.
I wanted to take phones on 131060 on backdoor disasters, but I got too hung up with.
Okay, okay. You go so back to the back door. 131060, you can call about anything when you got stuck in the doggy door, whatever happened. But back door. No?
Backdoor disasters. Okay, 131060, backdoor disasters. We'll take your calls after Ellie Goulding, Diplo, Sway Lee. It is close to me, Carrie and Tommy, live from our backdoor banging party here in Hobart.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Live from our backdoor banging party. Door number one is already down. It is on our Instagram page. Went down in quite dramatic fashion. You can check that out at Carrie Tommy Show on Insta.
131060, what are you after, Tommy?
Backdoor disasters.
Just any backdoor disaster?
I'll take anything. Yep. I'll take stuck in a doggy door. Sure. I will take Buzz blowing out his back door four times already today because of spicy chicken
Nearly
wings.
Five.
131060. Now, you are about to knock down the second back door. I've moved over to the pole that's now in Beck's backyard to get some safety. I'm near the nurse.
Isn't that a pathetic excuse for wanting to get on the pole?
Yeah. Just, look, I really do want
to
get on the pole.
I've come to a safe of all the places you could go in the backyard, you've just chosen the pole.
Oh, I feel quite comfortable next to the pole, to be honest.
Sure. Hey, this has loosened up a bit. Are we good to go for the second back door?
Yep,
we're good
to go. Sure? Yep, all everyone right. Stand clear.
So Tommy's about to kick down door number
two. Three, go. Oh, go. No. Oh, mate, you still can't do it.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, come on. You're going to have to fix this within the hour, you know. Okay. Oh, wow.
Door number two is down if you didn't hear that.
Okay, let's go to Angela. Angela, are you on the line? Tell us your back door disaster.
Well, I slammed my dog's tail in the back door. Accidentally.
You what?
I slammed my dog's tail in the door. The back door.
Oh! Ow! Come on.
I thought these were going to be fun uplisting stories.
Mate, you said disaster.
Yeah, that is true.
You didn't say inspirational story.
Yeah, that is fair enough.
We got Ben. Hey, Ben, tell...
is that a weird brand?
Tell Tommy.
just hi, Ange. Sorry, bye, Ange. Hey, Ben.
Mate, yesterday you had a go at every caller that spoke long, so Ange is just being short for you.
So now you're having a crack at them?
No, I'm just happy to move on.
Sure. Ben. Benny, what happened?
Hey, guys. So Capskin and I do not agree. It's like putting a garden hose out the back door.
Wow. Yeah.
I feel you, Ben.
How much capskin do you have to have, Ben?
Not that much. And if I eat something that's got a little bit in it, it's like, yeah, it's pretty bad. You know, one day I was going to Macca's in Geelong and it was like 40, 50 Ks I had to hang on for.
I think there's a term for that. I think it's diverticulitis.
Is it?
Yeah, when you can't eat things that have like a skin on them.
How do you spell it?
I don't know, mate. Okay, diverticulitis. Yeah, go check it out, Ben. Great chat. Bree, tell us about your backdoor disaster.
So a couple of years ago, or a few years now, me and my ex were renting a place in Lutana, and whenever we went to work, we'd leave our dog out the backyard. But she didn't agree with that. But she actually was paralysed from the waist down. And
oh, can we stop with these horrific dog stories? Can we go back to Ben and his capsicum? Can we go back to more diverticulitis stuff? Whatever it is, Bigmore.
But now I want to know what happened with Bree. Bree, finish the story. Oh, so the dog was paralysed, and then what happened?
It's not going to be good. It's not going to be got stuck
so
in the door.
So what was even more impressive is because we were renting, she didn't like the fact she left out the back door, and she ate through our back door, a full wooden back door, and our laundry door, and chewed up all of our baskets.
So is the dog okay now?
Yeah, so this is quite a few years ago, so she passed away now, but she lived till over 10 years.
No, sorry. I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah, it's Carrie and Tommy live from Hobart.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Noise you can hear in the background is a saw because the doors that we've actually got for Beck.
No, it's not.
What is
Buzz
it?
Buzz doesn't know anything.
What is it?
I don't know. What is it, Gab?
It's a sander, isn't it?
It's a sander.
Thank
sander.
You very much.
Yeah, there
Who's
you go.
Fixing this door? I think I should be fixing this door.
Well, it's
I
too late.
I know more about the tools than you do.
It's too late. Hey, talking of tools,
yes.
Buzz is ready to go.
Yeah. And I'm standing next to one of the fittest women we have here at this party, Beck from Diamond Class. Beck, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, any tips for Buzz on the pole? What does he need to know before he dances on this pole?
No body butter. Let's get rid of that.
Okay.
We do have some metho spray for after if we need.
Some metho spray?
Yeah.
What does that do?
Kills the germs.
Wow.
No, gets rid of all the body butter that you said he was wearing.
So we spray Buzz down with metho after this.
The pole.
Oh, we're worried about the pole, not Buzz.
All right, can you give us a quick demonstration before so Buzz knows what to do? We need some tunes, though.
Pole dancing
What's
music.
What's a good pole dancing song?
Dave, have you got something there?
Dave?
Yeah,
oh, here we go. Insurance. Babe, this is your thing. Okay, here she goes. Oh, and she's up. Leg, wow. Whoa. Okay, legs in the air. Good, Buzz. Are you ready? Wow.
That's what Roy and HG used to call back in the days the Hello Boys.
The Hello Boys. Yes. Wow. Legs split on the pole at the moment. Next to the swing set.
This one's called a Superman.
The Superman.
Okay. Buzz, how are you feeling?
It feels fitting that there's a little kid on the trampoline and a swing set right next door to the pole.
Yes. There's a lot going on in the backyards of Glen Orchy. Buzz, after seeing that, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a bit nervous because I struggle to get myself off the couch. So I don't know how I'm going to get on the pole.
Oh, we do it with the right music, though. Buzz, you'll be able to do it.
Have?
What do you need?
Buzz, we've got some tunes for you here.
All right, let's do this. 3, 2.
Oh, Buzz.
Oh, Buzz.
There we go.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Hang on. Yep. Let's get Beck's special comments. What did you think, Beck?
Oh, look, it's pretty good for a beginner.
Oh, wow. He's done it.
He's done a good old fashioned. Have you nutted yourself?
I just nutted myself.
Oh. Do men get on the pole often, Beck?
My husband's a Tassie pole champion.
Wow.
I don't know what else you say.
I don't know.
Do they
hand out official trophies for that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I feel like you want to have
Buzz,
a go, Tommy.
Have you ever been a regional pole champion or anything?
No, I think I might try it, though. I reckon. Was that good? Was that...
We've got a lot of looks of indifference from around the crowd.
Noise for Buzz's pole dancing.
Come on, Tommy. Tommy, you're not very good with the tools. Are you okay with a pole?
There's nothing that screams desperation more than a man asking for his own round of applause. Speaking in third person, everybody, for Buzz, roll on the pole. Woo!
Now, before you get back to the door, the back door, can you get on the pole?
No, I'm back.
Go on, get on the pole. Give everybody a treat. They want to see. Who wants to see Tommy on the pole? Yes. There you go. Come on.
That's a little bit of noise. But, ladies and gentlemen, I think the person we really want to see on the pole is Karen Sickmore.
Yeah. Mate, I had a baby 3 months ago. There's a chance a lot worse things could happen on that pole than Buzz's nut. Still a bit tender.
You know,
okay. I'm,
before we get our license revoked, I think we should go to a song. Buzz has nutted himself and headed inside.
I'm going around the side to sand. And then next break, we're going to get you on the back. Actually, next break, we've got a special guest. You wanted Paul Kelly.
Paul Kelly absolutely.
Coming?
Well, we got Caitlin, our producer, to try and sort that out.
How'd you go getting Paul Kelly? Because we wanted him to do To Your Back Door. Is that the song?
To Her Door.
To Her Door, but Back Door. Beck's Back Door.
Trust me, guys, it's going to be a cracker.
All right. Stay tuned. Paul Amazing. Kelly's coming up next. By the sounds of that, it is Carrie and Tommy live today from our backdoor banging party here in Hobart.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Backdoor banging party live from Hobart. It is Carrie and Tommy right across the country.
And we have the lady of the afternoon, Beck. And you know why I love you, Beck? I love you because you have us come down to your house in Hobart and you are rocking socks and sandals.
There is nothing better. Yep. No, look, socks and sandals are better than what my feet have going on at the moment, so
mate, I'll leave you with that image.
Have you got manky feet?
Yes.
Do I need to fix your feet as well?
Next Tuesday you can come down to fix the
feet. How is Tommy going with your back door, Beck?
Honest answer?
Yep.
Apparently Tommy's sleeping over tonight because he's doing jack shit.
There is a big empty hole in your back door at the moment. Yes.
Empty hole in my back door, Tommy, that you are yet to fill. I'm pretty sad about it.
I mean,
Beck's doing your gear, mate.
I know.
I'm making him blush, by the way, guys.
I'm not like, blue. I know.
Tommy Little's red.
No, I've been telling Gav what to do because poor tradie has rocked up. Gav, he needed some guidance, and so I've told him what to measure up and where to sand and stuff like that.
I'm surprised you're here on time because tradies often, you know, give you a window that they're going to rock up.
To be fair, Gav's been amazing, but someone who I think maybe. Has
let us down.
We'll promise Paul Kelly today.
Yeah.
Producer Caitlin, have we got Paul Kelly?
We have the next best thing, which I think is actually better.
Who have we got?
So we have Darren here and Darren,
Dazza.
Yeah.
Darren's a
I look a lot like him, don't I?
You do. Bitty image.
About 2 feet shorter, a little wider.
Let's paint the picture of you, Darren. You got some arm tats.
Probably lucky it's radio, not TV.
No.
Oh, no, mate. You're looking the part.
You've stolen a pair of Buzz's pants, which I like.
Yep, some ribs.
Sorry, Buzz, you can have them back after this.
Thank you. Where are you from?
Well, originally I'm from New Zealand, but I'm from here, up the road, not far away.
And so, how are you related to Paul Kelly?
I've met Paul on a couple of occasions.
Have you?
Yeah, that's about as good as I can offer you.
Yeah, good.
Is it tough to book you? Like did Caitlin have to jump through some hoops to book you?
Caitlin called me on Friday, so like 3 days ago, and said, hey, guess what? We're doing a thing, and we need you to do the thing, the Paul Kelly thing. And but don't do Paul Kelly. Can you just like write a song that's, you know, like the best songwriter in Australia, but better and funny?
Yeah. Just over a weekend.
Over the weekend, yeah. Yep, and then it got better because like an hour ago, because I did it, it was all about the dog.
About your
dog. I have a bulldog as well, so I sympathise. I was going to bring him.
So, Beck, when you called up, you mentioned your bulldog who broke your back door, and sadly...
No, the bulldog's still... He's still alive, but I've got him babysat today because he does destroy things, obviously.
I've seen the holes in the walls inside.
Yeah. That's exactly all his... Yep.
Mine doesn't do that.
But my... Yes, no, we sadly did... we had a pit bull cross Staffy Rain, and we had her for almost 9 years, and we lost her...
Never done a show with more dog tragedies in it.
I heard it out earlier, and they obviously, anyone who appreciates the love of dogs, you know, can, you know, we've been, it's been a pretty hard week, but, you know, you guys
but we're here. Exactly. We've had the dog references removed from the song.
We have.
So
I started all over again.
I can't handle the tears.
An hour ago.
Okay.
An hour ago.
You know what? We're ready to go.
So this is.
Do you want to intro? Let Caitlin intro since she booked. Yeah. Darren, the next best thing to Paul Kelly. Take it away.
All right, thank you. Got married early.
Woo!
Made plenty of money. Bought a house in the suburbs. And life was pretty good. And Beck was pretty happy.
Yeah.
And house was pretty drafty. Had a hole in the back door. And it was made of wood. She said, I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty cold inside with a hole in my back door.
This is awesome!
My back door. I got a hole in my back door. Here's a sad bit.
Oh.
Every song needs a sad bit.
Okay.
Now life gets pretty busy, so that door sat neglected. Hubby couldn't fix it. So he left it up to Beck. So Beck called Kaz and Tommy. They said, hey, let's have a party.
Ew!
We'll get some pole dancers, a barbecue, and bread. They say, we're not standing by. While the cold comes inside, we're gonna fix your door instead.
Ew!
Door instead. We're gonna fix it. That's what Tommy said. And he's a master on the tools. He said it himself. I heard ya. We'll see. Now, like all good stories, this has a happy ending. The door is getting fixed now.
It's a long way
while
off.
While we eat snacks and bread.
Yeah.
Tommy's got his tool out. And he's holding it in his hand.
It's a
he's
sausage.
At Becky's back
Grow
door.
Up.
Becky's gone to bed. He said, I'm not standing by.
Woo!
While you freeze inside,
we're
gonna fix your door instead. He said, I'm not standing by to watch you slowly die. Watch me walking. Oh, wrong chord. Out that door.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah! Out the door.
Better than Paul Kelly.
Better than Paul Kelly.
I'm very sorry, Paul, for... destroying what's probably the best Australian song.
No, wait, that is Len Orkey's very own Paul Kelly, a.k.a. Darren. Great work, Darren.
Thank you very much.
If you want to see that, we have filmed it. It's going to be on our Instagram page, at Carrie Tommy Show. We have still no doors in the doorway.
When we come back, we will have a door. I can hear it getting worked on as we speak.
I'm going to go over and monitor safety.
As he eats a sausage sandwich. Okay. It is Carrie and Tommy. Our backdoor banging party, more coming up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Back door. Can Tommy fix it? Back door. We hope Tommy can.
I'm a Australia. Welcome back to the show. Hughes and Kate, they're not too far away from driving you home right now, though. It is Carrie and Tommy doing our backdoor banging party live from Hobart. We just had Darren, our Paul Kelly impersonator there, absolutely kick it out of the park.
Amazing.
As if you wouldn't want to book this guy. His business, Cover Band Central, you can book them. Just head to their Facebook page. It is called Cover Band Central. Good on you, Darren.
Is that the first time you've ever been referred to as a Paul Kelly impersonator?
Absolutely the first time.
Now, I'm broadcasting for the first time in my life from a trampoline while jumping. This is certainly not the way I thought I was going to test out my pelvic floor for the first time, but it's holding up well. So
Wow.
Yes. But why am I up here, Tommy?
Well, I'm now not sure because the sentence you just said has erased my whole memory of everything I thought I knew. But we have a lot of happy people around, but we have a slightly tense man here. Gav, our tradie. Gav, how are we going together on the back door?
Yeah, feeling a little stressed right now.
How are our chances of getting it up and going before the show ends?
Before midnight. Before the show ends, it will be right.
Can you stop referring to we?
We?
Because you've done absolutely nothing.
How many people can you see in high vis?
It's like, are wearing a high
thank
vis.
Thank you very much, too. Great stuff.
But we're about to give away.
Are you feeling supported by your teammate?
I am. Totally supported.
By me, you mean?
Yes, by me.
But the reason we've gathered you over here close, we've given you a break from the tools for 1 second. Yep. I'm so puffed. I can't
wait. Mate, you just...
I just jump and you talk?
You jump.
Okay, jump. You talk.
We appreciate you guys coming down here. We have got $1,000 from Amar to give away, and you are hunched in a little circle around the trampoline.
Get amongst it, Gav. Get in there. Because, you deserve this money too. In you get.
Gav's so stressed about this is time not on the door.
Yeah, all right.
Because we thought that we would give you the keys that will open the back door, but of course the back door's not up, and so we need to give away the keys first in what is clearly the dodgiest scheme that's ever happened. Yeah. So Bickmore's going to throw the keys over her head.
Over my head like bridesmaid style. Yes. What I'm going to do, all right? Whoever catches it, get the $1,000 Kmart voucher.
You got one.
Amart furniture,
yeah.
Amart voucher.
Way
okay,
better.
Ready? Way better, totally.
Okay, because are you ready to throw?
All right.
All I'm asking is don't hurt yourselves.
Yep.
Bickmore, you know you are facing kind of the wrong way now.
Over the back.
Over the back. One, two, three.
Oh, my God.
Back and over the fence.
It's gone over the neighbour's fence.
And Gavin is climbing over it.
The pole dancer is
over the fence.
All right, this is crazy. Pandemonium.
Hang on.
Gavin, the pole dancer.
The tradie has won!
The tradie!
Gav has ended up with a pole dancer on his back and $1,000 in his hand. That is a good day out on anyone's watch.
Congratulations, Gavin. That $1,000 thanks to Amart Furniture. You can save up to 50% off selected furniture across their store.
I feel sorry for the next-door neighbour.
We can just see your neighbour. I'm sorry.
She's doing some gardening. How are you going?
I'm so sorry. What's your name? Melinda, so sorry, Melinda.
Oh, we've got Melinda's granddaughter in our backyard. This is Hobart for you, isn't it? Okay. Everybody's
Melinda's
connected.
Melinda's just had a tradie and a pole dancer fly over her back door.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy live today from Beck's house, or Beck's backdoor banging party.
We've given it a go. As you can see, the sounds of the crowd have petered off as the afternoon goes on.
Well, it's been an anti-climax. They came to see a backdoor finished.
Mate, it's radio. The back door is fixed.
Okay, hold on. Beck's here, whose back door it is. Yes. Beck, how fixed is your back door?
My back door is feeling a little bit unfinished, to be honest, Tommy.
But I mean...
You have not fulfilled your promise. Let me just say that on radio also.
So Gav is here. Gav, who has helped me out so nicely on the tools. Gav, what percentage done are we?
1%.
Damn it.
which makes
me
think...
We've got one door in place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got one door.
That's 50% there, which makes me think it's a bit premature to welcome our next guest, but we don't get to come back here tomorrow when it is finished. So... should we welcome our next guest?
Please welcome the Mayor of Glenorchy, Christy!
Christy, how often are you called to open things that aren't finished?
Look, this is an unusual request. Yes? I haven't been asked to open a back door beforehand, and my colleagues are laughing at me in the office at the moment that I'm a back door open. I'm a mayor for people, and I will do this.
Do you know what I love about Hobart is that by chance, you're the Mayor of Glenorchy, and you live around the corner on the same street as Beck. Back
I live just around the corner. So if you want to come and do my back door as well,
there's a request. Tommy, you're a busy man.
After I've done such a good job on this one, why wouldn't I double down?
Exceptional workmanship.
All right, are we ready to open it?
Are we ready to open an unfinished back door?
Everybody, yes.
We have a ribbon out.
Yep.
Krista, you have the scissors.
Okay.
Would you
on
like to say something? Say something, Mary. Yeah.
Look, I think it's appropriate on this very auspicious occasion. I think it's appropriate to acknowledge the work that's been done here, particularly the tradies.
Thank you. And on behalf of both of us.
Absolutely. And officially open Beck's back door. Congratulations.
Beck, how does it feel?
Gosh, that feels so refreshing.
Yeah.
I'm so glad the breeze is going to be very limited.
Well, it is literally open because there's no door on the hinges. So, we've done what we said we were going to do. Opened the back door.
It's lucky it's a hot day.
It is Carrie and Tommy, our backdoor banging party.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Beck's back door. Can Tommy fix it? Beck's back door. We hope Tommy can.
Live from Hobart, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, our backdoor banging party. How much fun has that been?
Did you have fun? How good are Amart too, giving us $1,000 to give to Gav,
who's
worked his butt off.
And you can actually save 50% off selected furniture across the store as well at Amart. So fantastic for them for jumping on board.
We've got a mayor involved. We've grazed a pole dancer.
Two Becks we've had here.
We've made a Darren famous.
Yeah, we got the next door neighbours involved.
We're pissed off the next door neighbours, to be honest.
I've had a jump on a trampoline.
What are we going to do tomorrow?
I head back home. Good.
Okay, I should have rehearsed that. I didn't know it was so boring.
Thank you so much for coming, everybody. Hobart, you've been amazing.
And if you want to relive any of the amazing time that we have had, it's going to be all over our socials at Carrie Tommy Show is where you can get that. Thank you so much, Beck, for having us in your home.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for being here. This has been great. Like, everybody that's here, new faces and
Friends for life.
I'm besties now. And
oh, my God. What are we doing after this?
God, every Tuesday, we are now fixing something of this.
Let's go to Glenorchy every Tuesday.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.